The prime focus of supervision is to support the coach and to help you navigate your way through difficulties that you have with your client, places that you're getting stuck, where you're getting triggered, and so on. And of course, we also know that it's the place where we take our ideas and thoughts and planning about career development, where you want to go next in your coaching journey, and so on. From that perspective, that would be the case whether you were working with clients in the early stages of recovery or ongoing wellness. What is interesting that I think, and I think is important in terms of the focus of supervision in the wellness context, is that we need to make sure that we open up our coaching practice to include absolutely everything about our client's life. It's a little like shooting out of having been traveling down a river towards the sea, where everything perhaps at the beginning was quite rocky, you were in the rapids, the water was quite fast, it was quite risky and dangerous. And then slowly as you went further down, the river slowed down, it widened out, there was more time, there was more space, there was more room for appreciation, there was less risk, and so on. And as the river widened and we started to lose sight of the banks, we start to come to the sea, and when we come out into the sea, we're really into the mystery of a human life. We're into the mystery of the massive unknown, the journey ahead, and so on. And I quite like that way of looking at it, because sometimes people just spend all their time in the rapids and taking clients down so far and then jumping out and then running back up and jumping in with another client. We want, as I know I've said many times in this program, we want you to be able to take the whole journey and then to go out into the big ocean with them. And from a supervision point of view, that means exploring the widest sense of being a coach rather than making it about specialized coaching. There's a sort of paradox here, which is that this is a specialized coach training program in the sense that we're working with a group of people who are in recovery to wellness journeys. But the success of that journey means that ultimately we will abandon the label of the speciality coaching, because at a certain point they are first and foremost, and always were really, but we are able to finally drop all the labels and say they are human beings just like us, with all our mystery, with all our all that is unknown about us, all that is unfulfilled about us, all that is yet to be fulfilled, all that has happened, our role in this universe and life, and so on. So it's a very philosophical place, and it's where ultimately the journey of humanity, or a human, will end up. It'll end up in that great mystery, which of course was always there, but whilst we were confined, if you like, by the structure of the river, and the banks of the river, if you like, represent all of the difficulties and all the things that if you like, confine our awareness. As that slowly recedes and we come out into the ocean, then so we, the nature of who we are and changes. And it's this kind of shift that ultimately supervision needs to be able to support once we are coming to this place with our clients. And come to this place we do, because having spent many, many years working with people with very severe healthcare challenges and with very severe challenges, people who've had to overcome and endure astonishing difficulties, they do eventually find themselves in this seat. They do eventually find themselves in wonder at the journey they've taken, usually full of gratitude, usually able to make meaning, connected to meaning, feel that they have a purpose, and so on. And so it's a place that your clients will go to at some point in the journey, and you will need to go there with them. So supervision in this context is about being able to make that adaptive change. And that requires us as coaches to be able to embrace and hold a space that has the potential for the deep reflective philosophies of life, the stillness of the deep oceans, the ability to weather the storms, knowing that we are equipped to navigate our way through them. And that is what we offer our clients, and that is what supervision can support us in, ultimately, in its highest purpose.